shop around for an America's Cup venue is Alan Block. He is senior editor at Sailing Anarchy, and Alan Block is with me. And evening to you, Alan, and thank you for your time.
Thanks so much for calling, Larry.
Alan, the bottom line in these America's Cup is any future America's Cup, it's going to cost a lot, isn't it?
That's not necessarily true. I mean, there's definitely going to be costs involved, but I think that's the case for any major sporting events. All these cities around the world compete with each other to get big sporting events anyway. They all have funds for it. They all have parts of their tourism bureaus devoted to getting these events in. And it is business, as you say. It's a business decision. But typically, if it's done properly and with good knowledge of how it works and how your city can benefit from it, they tend to be pretty successful. The ones that are sort of last minute are the ones, or the ones in countries that are maybe more corrupt or have unstable governments. Those tend to be the ones where the local governments either don't get it or get really screwed by it.
So if Oracle were to retain the cup, and they're favourites, no question about that, would they go back to Bermuda? It cost them $77 million, Bermuda, this time.
Well, Bermuda is about to have a no-confidence vote in their government because the opposition claims that all the estimates and aren't being met of the dollars coming into Bermuda based on that huge outlay for a very small island. But here's the thing, is Russell said in an interview, I think, a few days ago that yes, they'll be back in Bermuda if they win. But Larry said the same thing to San Francisco before the last America's Cup. And the second San Francisco said they wouldn't play ball. They wouldn't come up with any big dollars at all. Because they got shafted for an extra $12 million that they didn't expect, and it became a big issue. But they said no way, and Russell shopped it around to four other U.S. venues, all of whom couldn't meet anywhere near his demands to run the cup the way that he wanted to run it.
Right, so Bermuda, I think they based the $77 million on the benefits to Bermuda, and they put them at $250 million. But that's my point, isn't it, Alan, that it's commercialized now. Cities bid could go back to Bermuda. I mean, they ask, don't they, who's paying and what's the best venue?
I think that's how it's got to be. If you think about San Francisco, San Francisco only spent $15 or $20 million, okay? And then they had to spend extra, but it cost them a lot more than that to run the event, and Larry Ellison basically picked up the tab. But after that cup, you know, he set a budget for the next cup, and Coots couldn't get what he needed for the budget, so he shopped it. I don't think you have the same problem in Auckland. Look, Larry, go back to 2003. From 2000 to 2003, the America's Cup, according to one fairly reputable report, generated 1.2 billion, I think, euros in value, in direct value in Auckland, and then 500 million in value added taxes, right? So that was 14 years ago. That's a long time ago. It revitalized Auckland. It gave the marine industry a giant boost that lasted until pretty recently when the marine industry in Auckland in New Zealand was starting to fall off again. It did a lot, and why isn't that worth, you know, money? Why do you think that Auckland has the money to come up with at least some of it to do something like that?
Oh, they come up with some of it, but you know, if you're talking 100 million, even you're talking 50 million, I got my doubts. It would have to be the government again. And the other issue that I pointed out too in my opening was that I'm not sure where the syndicates would be based, because the Viaduct Basin now is largely developed. It's building hotels and so on and so forth. They could go around, I guess, to the tank farm. I don't know. And that's another issue. So a lot of money to develop new facilities.
What about politically? I mean, if New Zealand can win this, and I know how incredibly fervent sports fans the Kiwis are, and I know millions of your countrymen will be watching it. If they can win that, will that national pride be enough to buoy you know, the city to make a deal that makes sense, that everyone can live with?
Well, it might be, but Alan, you've got to look at where Team New Zealand got their funding. This time they got $5 million holding to keep some sailors, I think, initially, but then because people didn't were against giving taxpayers money, they didn't get the other 30-odd million. So basically, Team New Zealand now is a private outfit.
That's when they were losers.
Yeah, okay.
That's when they were losers.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. It'll be interesting to see whether they can come back. We've got to win it first. So what do you make of that in that Team New Zealand versus Oracle? Oracle still going as favourites, don't they?
Would it be the best closure to the last event, though? I mean, would it be the best story in the history of sport if the New Zealand can take it? I tell you, Larry, I wish my spies knew what was going on. I wish I was over in Bermuda right now. I'm waiting till a little bit later so I can watch the actual cup. But I don't know what Oracle's got up their sleeve, but Jesus, that New Zealand boat is fast. And here's the thing. The weather, as we move on into the summer, gets less and less stable. That means more and more calms, more light air, and more sort of weird conditions. And if there's one thing the New Zealand boat has shown since the day she hit the water, it's that she's got an extra gear and light air than all the other boats, and I include Oracle in that.
Team New Zealand are the only syndicate who don't like this racing format, actually. What do you think? Because you've got risk there, you've got excitement, speed, and the race is over in a short amount of time. I think it's a fabulous viewing spectacle.
I don't think Team New Zealand doesn't like the race format. I think Team New Zealand objects to this framework to sort of continue the cup in the exact same vein. I don't think anyone knows whether or not the board at Team New Zealand wants to go on with these fast boats. I think it's crazy to think that you can go backwards. I mean, someone posted a video on my website of, you know, the 1990 America's Cup or the 2000 America's Cup. You couldn't even watch it. It was exciting if you know the history, but to actually watch them move, it looks like you're watching, you know, two humpback whales trying to mate.
All right. Okay, it's going to be close, isn't it? Thank you, Alan. Always good to talk to you.
Larry, pleasure.
Thank you. That is Alan Block, Senior Editor, Sailing Anarchy. News Talk ZB, it's 4:17.